Across the country, thousands of people, many of them elderly and chronically ill, have been lining up at supermarkets and pharmacies hoping to get flu shots. But even after waiting for hours, many have been disappointed. This year, the nation is experiencing the worst shortage of flu vaccine ever due to a manufacturing problem in a British plant that makes half of the flu vaccine used in the United States. NPR health correspondent Richard Knox has been following the story. Richard, there are a lot of people who are worried about their risk of flu. What can you tell us about the current situation?
Well, Leanne, it's pretty grim, and it's going to get grimmer. Hospitals and clinics and pharmacies and Walmarts that ordered vaccine from the maker Chiron that had its license suspended aren't getting any vaccine. And those that ordered from the other supplier, Adventis, already have most of the 55 million doses that will be available. A lot of those Adventist doses have already been put into the arms of non-high-risk people, and that leaves an unknown number of vaccine doses for elders and those with medical conditions, for infants between 6 and 23 months old, and others considered at high risk. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there are about 98 million Americans who are in priority groups to get vaccinated this year. But the CDC says there's only about 22 million more doses to be shipped or available in stockpiles.
So does this mean that more people may die of the flu this year than normal?
There are differences of opinion about that. I talked with Dr. Arthur Kellerman of the American College of Emergency Physicians. He thinks there's a very real possibility we'll see thousands more people dying of flu complications than in a normal year. In a normal flu season, about 36,000 Americans die of the flu. But Dr. Tony Fauci, who's director of the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, says that's not necessarily so. It's possible, if we're very lucky, this year's flu season will be mild. But even if it's not, Dr. Fauci points out that nearly 90% of the people who die of the flu each year are over 65, and elderly people's immune systems don't respond as vigorously to flu vaccine as younger people's do. So if they don't get vaccinated, there won't be as much impact in terms of increased risk. But having said all that, I think public health officials everywhere are bracing for the possibility of excess flu deaths this year.
Are hospitals bracing for a lot more patients with flu?
They're beginning to. Dr. Kellerman, who's an emergency physician at Emory University, says he's very worried that contingency planning is just barely beginning. He says emergency rooms all over the country are already operating at capacity, and he really paints a pretty horrific picture of flu victims just inundating emergency rooms.
What about the possibility that President Bush held out during the final presidential debate that more vaccine might come from Canada? How realistic is that?
It's still an open possibility, I'm told, but there are problems and caveats. First, even if it can happen, it would amount to only about another million or two doses. So it'll certainly would help, but it's not going to solve the problem. Secondly, the Canadian vaccine is not licensed in the U.S., so under the law, it can't be used here except as an investigational drug.
If you can't get a flu shot and you need one, are there alternatives?
There are. There are some drugs called antivirals that do either prevent flu if you haven't got it yet or can reduce the symptoms and reduce the chances of serious side effects. Other than that, CDC says that everybody should begin thinking about the common good, which means washing your hands frequently during the flu season because that's the way most of these germs are spread around, using tissues to cover coughs and sneezes. And the most important thing is that people who get respiratory symptoms that might be the flu should stay out of circulation. This kid should stay home from school, people should stay home from work, and they should stay away from people who are at high risk, such as nursing home patients and people with chronic medical conditions.
NPR health correspondent Richard Knox. Thanks, Richard.
You're welcome, Leanne.